From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Thursday.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
What do you make of Sky City?
Okay. No surprises is how you'd describe it, I think. The local reporting season continues. As I've said, Mike, this one's particularly important because how strongly the markets have rallied. So, the rubber needs to hit the road, and, of course, the lot of focus on these bigger stocks too. So, focus yesterday on Sky City. That's its results for the year to June 2019. Now, the Sky City results has always got a lot of moving parts about it, Mike. You've got to look through all of this noise and focus on what's called the normalized numbers. So you're trying to see what the underlying profitability is. So at the headline, they posted a 14.7 drop in net profit. So 169.5 million the previous year, down 144. But when you normalize it, when you take out all the one-offs and bits and pieces, profit rose 1.6% to 173 million. There was a few unusual items in there. There was a sale of their Darwin operation. There was a car park, I think, in Federal Street somewhere. And then there's this one that confuses me a little bit. They adjust for the win rate in their international gambling business. Now, never having been an international gambler myself, I don't quite understand that. But anyway, they adjust for it. So the result was broadly in line with analyst expectations. The Auckland property, pretty key, they saw a bit of a slowdown in the second half of the year in growth there. Final dividend flat. Dividends obviously becoming increasingly important as interest rates continue to fall, so investors very keen to get the cash flows from their equities. International Convention Centre, Mike, obviously everyone's interested in that. Still some uncertainty over the timing. I think they're going to get that finished out late 2020. There's a hotel on the side of that as well. That's expected to be ready slightly before now. And that's important because they'll start making money straight away off the hotel, but the convention centre doesn't really contribute on its own. It obviously, ancillary benefits. Share price reaction, I was down, I think, 4 cents on the day. Share price hit a low of $3.43 towards the end of last year. It's just under $4 now, so it's recovered 15.7%. No surprise. We like no surprises. No surprises is good, Mike.
In a tumultuous world, no surprises is good. Mind you, speaking of hotels, we still love a holiday.
Yeah, we do love a holiday. Quickly run through this. Yeah, guest nights in New Zealand, we hit 40.4 million in the last 12 months. I remember we sort of gave a little bit of a high five when we ticked over 40 million guest nights. Yeah. Interesting dynamic here is that the international numbers are slowing, but the domestic numbers are growing. So we're getting a little bit of a slowdown in international visitors, but it's being picked up at the moment by everybody locally is going for little holidays.
And so people in New York have decided what the world's coming to an end, so we'll dive another 600 plus.
Yeah, there you go. Quick 600 points on the day. Yeah, global share markets following a weaker session in Europe. We're now seeing weakness across the US share markets as well. And really, it's that's pesky yield curve is what it is. So we've got fears of the pesky old yield curve. Fears of an economic slowdown, investors now sort of charging into the relative safety of longer dated government bonds. So now the yield on the 10-year government bond is lower than the yield on the 2-year treasury note. So market terms, here you go. Here's a nice, throw this one into the next barbecue. Mike, the 10s, 2s is inverted. You'll be the man if you throw that one into the next barbecue.
We don't like an inversion. Inversion, Andrew. What are the numbers?
What are the numbers? The Dow Jones down 638 points at the moment as we speak, 2.43%. S&P 500, 2852. It's down 74 points, 2.5%. The NASDAQ down 211 points, 7804, 2.6%. Overnight, the FTSE 100, we had weak export numbers out of Germany, which has pushed them into a negative GDP number. FTSE 100, 7147, down 103, 1.42%. But Asia was actually up. So the Nikkei 20655, they were up 200 points, 0.98%. Shanghai Composite 2808, they were up 12. The ASX 200 gained 27 yesterday. That's 0.42%, 6595. The NZX 50, we lost 5 points, 10,849. US dollar's a little bit stronger. Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker overnight, 0.6430 against the US, 0.9525 Aussie, 0.5768 euro, 0.5330 pounds, 68.13 yen. Gold, understandably, has gone up a bit, $1,516 and Brent crude, $58.88.
Sterling effort. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher and the team at JMI Wealth. You get him at jmiwealth.co.nz.